Hello, this is Tiara.
Hello, this is Allie.
And this is the Goddess Vibration. Well, welcome back. Are you guys doing okay?
What do you mean?
No, I'm like, you know, the audience. I want to know if they're doing okay. Because it seems like a lot of us are, maybe me specifically, but some other people are struggling with their spirits. So I don't know if we've talked about like the difference between the soul versus the spirit versus the incarnate. They're quite different, but they all, you know, are energetically linked and bound. Your spirit is more or less like you, but at like the subconscious level. And then your incarnate mostly operates consciously. Of course, with subconscious programming, but it's, I'm trying not to confuse you guys. Essentially, it's an aspect of yourself. Your spirit and your incarnate both make up yourself. Now, my spirit has, and the spirit of my twin soul, which is very interesting, has been struggling significantly. And we carry a lot of trauma. We carry a lot of like wounding from past lives, thousands of past lives, thousands of years of negative programming. And it's been a lot emotionally. And I'm wondering if what's happening to a lot of people, especially people who are stuck right now, is that their spirits are struggling. And at the conscious level, they just can't act upon it. Honestly, I think that that is happening probably worldwide.
How many people do you think actually have access to their spirit? What percentage would you say is very in tune with their intuition and subconscious and, you know, to themselves, that, essentially?
That is. Well, what percentage is in touch with them, their intuition and their spirit? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
What percentage? I am going to go on a leap and I am going to say 2%.
Wow. That is interesting. I was going to say more like probably like 15%.
That high?
Because I'm not asking like who has ascended. I'm not asking what percentage has ascended, like awakened and ascended. I'm just saying like how many people actually are in tune with their intuition and know that their intuition's there. And like if you think about what intuition is, it's basically another form of consciousness. That's all it is.
Okay, so I'm going to say you can be in touch with that. But that doesn't mean that you're going to operate upon it.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely true. But I mean, everyone has intuition and it's just like, you know, it's just about training yourself to listen to it. That's all it is.
Well, I know for me, like, I had a lot of intuitive senses. I think we all, even if we're not consciously in touch with that aspect of ourselves, have intuitive senses and senses that are just kind of like instinctual. And a lot of times we don't operate upon that. We do the opposite.
Yeah, I guess for me, it's just been different. Like for me, growing up, I very much operated from my ego, my conscious mind, the ego. And although I have always been super intuitive and I do listen to my intuition, I didn't really incorporate more of my subconscious side of consciousness until my mid to late 20s moving forward.
So on the opposite end of what Allie discussed, for me, a lot of the time, I would get intuitive senses, but I wouldn't listen to that. And I think a big part of that was this sense of not fully trusting myself. And if that's there, you're going to probably struggle a lot with your intuition. That's just kind of how that works, because intuition works best when you trust yourself and, you know, you surrender to the information coming in. So that's been a struggle for me for a long time. And I think that's probably part of the reason why, like, you know, when I did get those instinctual nudges, I blew it off. I think it might be that way for a lot of people, honestly.
Right, which is kind of why we wanted to have the conversation about whether or not spirits, because, well, let me backtrack. Spirits are their own form of consciousness. It's just the matter of fact, it might sound confusing. I know for TR and I, as we like kind of went through our channeling journey and being able to channel different aspects of ourselves, we were just like, what is this? And each aspect of ourselves actually holds different information, which is so freaking fascinating, but that's a whole different discussion.
And we have so many aspects of ourselves, like not just the spirit and the incarnate and the soul. You have your higher self.
Yeah. So being able to channel different aspects of ourselves, like, and everything has its own consciousness. Okay. So follow us here. We have been learning that the spirits are just not aligned with the conscious incarnate. And yes, it is the most fascinating thing, for better or for worse. I mean, trust me, not all that information is better and not all the information is good. But regardless, it is fascinating shit.
It really is. And I didn't even know that that was possible at all. Like, that something like that could happen. But I don't know what it is. You know, my spirit freaked out. My twin soul spirit freaked out and caused mayhem. I've seen some other spirits come around that are just agonizing over their incarnates. And I'm just like, man, what is going on? So that's why I asked in the beginning, are you guys okay?
Right. Because I don't know. We are learning through our own experiences that when your spirit wants something different from what the incarnate wants, we are learning the effects of that and how it affects the spirit, how it affects the incarnate. And it's not positive on either end. Like, both sides are just miserable because they can't be aligned and be on the same page. Like, they want completely different things. And I'm just like, if you are an aspect of her, how could you want things so differently? Like, what is that? What's going on?
Exactly. Because at the conscious level, you have no concept of any of those things that your spirit is demanding. Otherwise, I guess this whole thing wouldn't be happening. So it's been like, for me, I've had to like try to make sense of it and see if I can't tap into that emotion and try to realign us. I'm not quite sure. But at the end of the day, I think for a lot of people, this phenomenon happens through dissociation. Or perhaps you're just like, you know, ignoring all your intuition and
or have no self-awareness
and have no self-awareness. Yeah. So once you get to that state, I think it kind of puts your spirit in this place where the conscious is no longer aligned with the desires. Because essentially the spirits are the desires, right?
The spirit is the same as your unsubconscious mind. Right, it's the subconscious. That's what spirit
is. It's an aspect of the subconscious. I don't know. The whole spirit thing is just so fascinating. But yeah, and you know, we say these things because obviously we have the ability to, through channel, to, you know, see these situations happen. I know a lot of people probably aren't capable of that, but we're just kind of brainstorming here a little bit and are speculating that this could be something happening on a wider scale. We just aren't seeing, obviously, you know, or interacting with any of those other spirits. I just think that this is probably happening more than we think. And who knows what their spirits are doing, too.
I agree with Tiara that it is happening more than we think. And the reason why we also think that is because I recently connected with a spirit who I don't know that well, like in the 3D physical level, but I don't know. I just, when I met this person in 3D, I was just like, I don't know. I just have this inkling, like our souls know each other. And so from that initial instinct, that's when I kind of did a little digging into past life regression and also soul integration. And I was just like, okay, so I found out we do know each other. And I'm just like, why did we, like, every time you meet someone, it is never coincidence. You are most likely meeting them because you need to learn some type of lesson or you have some type of soul contract with them. And if you just listen to your gut the way I did upon initially meeting this person, I was just like, I don't know why, but our souls know each other.
That's crazy.
And so looking into that, like I had recently discovered, yep, we do know each other. And I kind of learned a little bit about our contract and kind of learned a little bit about like why we met. And as fascinating as all that was, like I connected to the spirit of this person and the spirit just had very different ideals and very different desires and like wants. And I'm just like, And it was through that specific experience that I realized like, okay, Tiara is not alone in this. It's not only her twin soul that's not alone in this. Like, I mean, this is someone who I don't even know. And I see the pattern there too. So I'm just like, Like, I messaged Tiara. We got into talking and she was just like, you know, if this is happening to this person, it probably is happening to others.
Right. And like, oh my God, like the whole situation with my spirit has just been, oh my God, it's just been crazy. Like, she develops feelings for another spirit. And in the beginning,
feelings?
It was,
I mean,
wait a minute, hold on. Hold on. So she develops feelings for this spirit, and this individual is based on an actual incarnate. And I initially connected energetically to this individual through travel. And when they came together, there was a spark and there was chemistry. And again, when I say this, I'm talking about like the spirits. So like his spirit, my spirit, and the etheric realm. Now, the etheric realm is a very different place. I don't really know how the rules work over there. I know that time is different. It's just a very strange place. So all of this is going down over there. Now, sometimes when she's engaging in things, I can sense it. Sometimes I can't. So apparently the chemistry just got so overwhelming that they decided they were going to engage in other activities. And yes, this happens in the etheric realm. Again, I don't understand it.
Poor Tiara has experienced it like three times.
You guys, I've seen things. I have seen things. So yes, this goes down over there. And it wasn't just like, you know, normal sex. It was like fucking whips and chains. And I'm just like, whoa. Like, I know that entities over there can have sex. Like, I know that that happens. It's like energy exchange. But like they were taking it to like this level that was just obscene. And I was like, I don't use those. I don't know what those are. So obviously there was just a lot there. At the conscious level, I was completely shocked. I was just like, why is my spirit like engaging in this so forcefully with this other spirit? Like, what are these things and like all this other stuff that they're using? I don't get it. I'm so confused. It looks to be that when this kind of situation happens, that you will be 100% diverged from the desires of the spirit. Like, it will make no freaking sense. And it didn't make any sense to me. So the only thing I could think is that there is some part of me somewhere inside of me that is into that kind of stuff. Not sure how I feel about that. But that's just an example of how the divergence can happen and how diverged and different you might feel from the desires of the spirit.
Yeah, that was such a great story. We need more stories like that.
Oh, God. Yeah, then that's just one aspect of it. Because she did also go on to develop like an obsession and a possession of him and over him. And I was just like, okay, what is that? Why is that there? Like, nothing makes sense to me. So I've had to like do a lot of reflecting, you guys. A lot.
Yeah, Tiara and I have to find humor in all this dark shit. And normally when we find humor, we find the humor.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. And we have stories like this for days, you guys. Like, and that's just one. But, like, yeah, humor helps. Humor helps a lot. I know humor has helped me so much when it comes to navigating my spiritual journey. So we use it. We use it a lot here.
I don't really have examples. Me and my spirit have always been very kind of aligned and in tuned. But I will say that I know that there's members in my soul family where, like, I know that the spirit definitely wants something different than the life that they're currently living. And yeah. So, I mean, I do think it's actually very, very common. I think it's really common, which is why we wanted to talk about it and share some of these really funny stories.
Oh, yes, you guys. And, you know, for whatever reason, a lot of spirits go to Allie. I don't quite know why.
We do know why.
And my sister at one point actually went to Allie too, her spirit, and said something similar about being suffocated. Did she say she was feeling suffocated?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's so unfortunate. It's really sad to see them in this state, you know?
Well, okay. I mean, if we want to go back into, you know, being aligned with your incarnate, I don't think a lot of spirits are aligned with the incarnates.
They're not.
And that's hard and that's sad. And I think that, like, what if a person really wants to develop that, a person is going to 1,000% have to start with gaining some self-awareness. Because if you have no self-awareness, then, I mean, how are you going to know that, like, your intuition is screaming at you? Or how are you going to know that, you know, maybe the situation that you're in isn't exactly what you want to be in? Or maybe what you think you want isn't what you really want?
And that's what it mostly comes down to. It's just, like, people want things that their spirit doesn't want. And it's so interesting. And, like, I can't quite fully understand it, but that's just how it is. Unfortunately.
Well, Tiara, okay, talk about like your journey a little bit. Like, where are you at with aligning with what you want and what your spirit wants?
I think we're getting there. Like, I know as far as like the big picture of what she wants. and I want the same. I think a bigger part of her issue is like she's operating on repressed emotions. And that shit's hard to get to, you know? So I've had to tap in a little bit deeper and try to connect to some of those emotions that I have. Like, sadly, my spirit was carrying a lot of anger, like so much anger, like anger at everything and everyone for any reason. And I'm just like, what is all this anger? Like, that's crazy. But when I think back to like my journey and how difficult it's been, and especially not just in this lifetime, but also in prior lifetimes, like the anger makes sense. So still doing that kind of thing, like trying to just tap into some of the other stuff that's there. It's a process and it takes time. And essentially what you're doing is you're reconnecting to dissociated emotions. Like that's mostly what you're doing.
Or repressed emotions.
Yeah. Associated, repressed, suppressed. Know how we all like to suppress things in this society for some reason.
Yeah, I want to talk about guides real quick. If you are connected to your guides, or if you have a way to talk to your guides, like guides can actually monitor that stuff for you, like depending on your guide. But I know like that's kind of how I knew what Tiara was in for, because I think it was actually one of my guides who went in and like kind of monitored her, and they came back and there was like, she is like repressing like 80% of her emotions. And I was like, what?
Right. I was like, what too?
And we both were just like, okay. Great. Where do we start?
Right. And I want to clarify that suppress and repress are very different. Suppress is intentional, like you're intentionally trying to avoid an emotion with the intent that you'll address it later. Repress is something that happens more subconsciously. All emotions are repressed naturally. It just kind of happens because of some prior experience that kind of shifted your subconscious belief.
And mostly tied to trauma.
Yes, almost always tied to trauma. And so the repressing becomes like a protective thing, like a protective mechanism, because the mind always tries to protect itself.
Right. And so like, I mean, 80% is a high fucking number. So we were both just like, mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, the unfortunate thing is I was raised in an environment where emotional expression wasn't taught and it wasn't encouraged. So at a young age, I learned to repress, and I repressed a lot of things.
Oh, that's very interesting. I mean, I did too, but I didn't do that because I was taught that. I just did that as like a defense mechanism.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we suppress, repress. Repress is much harder than suppress. But we do it for all different kinds of reasons. It could be from past lives. It could be from trauma in this lifetime. It could be you running from your own emotions. It could be a multitude of reasons.
So we're talking about things that lead to a dissociation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if it's like a defense mechanism, if it's, and for a lot of people, I think it is a defense mechanism just to kind of like shut down, because, you know, the world is tough out there. And we talk about that a lot in our podcast. So I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, because I don't want every episode to be the same either. But I think that we do what we have to do to protect ourselves. I think either our ego will kick in or our subconscious will kick in. But either way, there is some part of your own fiber of your own being like, all right, this isn't good. How do we shut it down?
Exactly.
So
it's hard to overcome too.
It's very hard to overcome. I've been working with Tiara for a long time on this, and her journey, guys, I'm telling you, it's been one step forward, two steps back.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So we're trying to like try healing on completely different levels besides the like besides solely focusing on the conscious level. It's like we're trying to work on healing but at the subconscious level. We're trying to work on healing at the soul level, and we're trying to work on healing, and we're just trying different things because I feel like so many people, we want to share this wisdom. We want to be able to help people with what our findings. And because we feel that so many people on this planet are experiencing that, are experiencing either dissociation or repressed or suppressed feelings, and spirits and incarnates are not aligned because of that. And if you really want to ascend and take this journey, you have to be aligned with your spirit. You have to be aligned with your higher self, your spirit, and essentially your soul. Because it's your soul that's going to, like, it's your soul that you're also helping evolve, right? Because it's the soul that always has to reincarnate. And so we're all tied together in one. And you can't ascend parts of you while the other part of you is, like, fighting you.
Exactly. And that's where it starts to get trickier, because now you have to resolve the parts of you that are fighting before you can even get to ascending. It's tricky sometimes, but with the right support, anyone can do it. You know, Ali's right. We're just kind of trying different things and exploring different techniques with the hope that maybe one day this information can be very helpful to the rest of you guys. Again, this is just what we're seeing. So if you feel like that might be happening to you, or if you're feeling like, hey, even some of you that maybe can channel, you feel like you're talking to your spirit and there's just like disagreements or conflicts, or it feels like you guys aren't on the same page or not aligned or something along those lines, talk to someone who might be able to help you do soul integration. Because essentially with that, what you're doing is you're reclaiming those missing aspects and parts of yourself. So I would recommend something like that if you're thinking that something like this is happening to you.
Soul integration is so fascinating, and a lot of people actually don't even talk about soul integration or even what that is. So could you share with us?
Well, I think different people kind of have their own interpretations. When I think of soul integration, I'm thinking of doing the type of work that repairs works through recollecting the missing aspects or pieces of yourself, whether that's at the emotional level, or, you know, maybe you've got karma from another lifetime that has affected you some type of way, leading to fractures somewhere else. That's essentially what it means to me, at least. I feel like different people kind of view it differently. Like, I know I've seen some definitions of it where they're just working at the soul level. But I feel like this kind of work needs to be not just the soul level. It also needs to be the spirit. So the right person who works at multiple levels should be able to get you some answers.
Well, soul integration is basically like understanding, having knowledge and understanding soul fragmentation and soul integration. So soul integration is like being able to get the information that may have fragmented the soul. Like it could be something very traumatic. It could be something, I mean, most fragmentations happen because of trauma. So it's kind of both. It's like you need to learn like what fragmented you and why. And then you have to kind of incorporate past life regression and kind of learn about like you know, how has the fragmented pieces progress through the incarnations? And then it's also like soul integration, like finding what happened in those past lives to integrate it back into the soul so you can heal it. So it's actually quite complex because there's two aspects of soul integration. It's soul fragmentation and then soul integration.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. And then, I mean, when and another thing with soul integration is that when people experience any type of trauma, it's what happens is that gets imprinted in their energy. And that trauma can come up in the physical level, emotional level, mental level, and spiritual level. And so that's why you have to work with different aspects of yourself. And I think this is why I think this needs to be like the new avenue to healing. Because if you cannot learn how to integrate all of these fragmented parts and integrated parts back into the soul, how the hell are you going to evolve? Because if you don't learn about it, guess what? You just get stuck in this cycle of reincarnating on this god-awful planet over and over and over again because they don't give a shit how many times it takes you to learn the goddamn lesson. So it's like, how many times do you guys want to keep coming back to this fucking planet to learn the same goddamn lessons, but not have any knowledge of your prior lives and being stuck in this nasty ass cycle?
Okay, so see, that's the thing, is like the work that people really need, like the soul integration type of work, it's just not readily available to people. It's like you have to go and seek out that information. And if you don't know what you're looking for, you may or may not stumble upon it. So that makes it a little bit more difficult for a lot of people. I do wish this type of work was more readily available.
Well, I don't think very many people specialize in it. And that's why I have, this is like where I have shifted my focus in coaching, is into soul integration and past life regression and soul purpose.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So, yeah, I mean, essentially that's kind of what happens when you diverge from your spirit. I guess in a sense, that's a fragmentation, isn't it?
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, you also have to ask yourself, it's like, I mean, when you add in all the past lives and, you know, karma and generational trauma and lineages, it's just like, it's enough to make your head blow up.
It is. And I think that's essentially what happened with my spirit, is it was just so, there was just so much karma.
And trauma
and programming and stress that I think she just, her head blew up. And I completely get it.
But because spirits are their own consciousness, they actually hold a lot of information. And it is really important just to connect the mind, body, and soul. I mean, essentially, that's all this journey is just becoming awakened, learning how to reconnect to your roots, learning how to reconnect to your source and to your soul, and working through what you need to work through so you can evolve and not have to come back here.
Yes, because I know no one wants on this planet wants to come back here, except, I don't know, maybe like those sadistic cabal people. But for the most part, people do not want to reincarnate on this planet. And I get it. It is rough here. Earth is ghetto.
Okay, I don't know if I use the word ghetto, but
I see people use that on social media sometimes, and I just think it's funny.
Like, yeah. I mean, compared to other places, yeah, it's very ghetto.
Okay.
But, I mean, this is why Earth is splitting into two Earths. The new Earth is not supposed to be ghetto. It's supposed to be very beautiful. It's just, you do not want to be trapped on 3D Earth. And you will be trapped here.
It's actually a really terrifying thought, the idea of being trapped here.
Right. And remember that fear that we were talking about in the Matrix episode? Well, I'm just saying, like, that's what drives Tiara, that fear of being trapped here.
Absolutely. Because, honey, no, I do not.
So I hope we presented like enough examples of how the spirit is its own consciousness and like what happens when you're dissociated or not aligned with the incarnate. And like, I hope we showed examples on how the spirit, if the spirit wants something different, and if the incarnate has no idea, like the problems that it causes with the incarnate too, because the incarnate is the consciousness. And I know Tiara has struggled a lot because she's like, well, first of all, I don't know where any of this behavior is coming from. And the like, we keep looking into it and nothing's working. And she's like, why is nothing working? And we're just seeing it actually affect her, like on the physical level, like just mentally. It's affecting her mental health. And you can cut this if you don't want to talk about it. But
okay.
I'm just saying, like, I want to highlight what can happen when the spirit is just so on the polar opposite side of the incarnate. And I think it is important to talk about mental health, because I think this affects so many people. I think this is affecting practically the whole world, of people just not being connected to themselves, not being connected to source, not really knowing why something's feeling off. And that affects you in the physical.
It does. And I'm wondering if that is what manifests for a lot of people as like health issues and as mental health issues, is because there is such a polar divergence from, you know, your desires and the incarnate, like at the physical level, you at the conscious level. And it kind of makes sense, right?
No, it absolutely makes sense, because I know for your story in particularly, and I know how much work you've been putting into aligning and wanting to ascend. And the more that we can't figure it out, the more discouraged you get. And it's a domino effect from there, because the more discouraged you are, the more stressed out you feel, because you're just like, why is nothing working? Okay, I got to keep finding another solution. So then you start to feel stress and pressure and anxiety as the domino effect. And then as this cycle continues, and the longer it goes on for, the more it affects your mental health, where you're just like, well, why the fuck am I doing any of this? Nothing's working. And then you just kind of, you know, you continue to lower that bar and lower that vibration to the point where you're just like, fuck it, I don't want to do this anymore. Nothing's working.
That is 100% spot on.
I know, which is why I wanted to bring it up, because mental illness is a topic that needs to be talked about more. And I hope Tiara is okay with sharing her story, but it is a very real thing that she's going through, and a very real phenomenon of wanting to ascend and wanting a better life, but just can't figure out how the fuck to get there. And I feel like that's so many people on this planet, yeah. Which is why I also wanted to talk about this and talk about like how her and I are working rigorously to find solutions and then roll it out to the public and find ways to help people. Because absolutely, if we can figure this out with Tiara, we can figure it out for almost anybody.
Right. 100%. And you know, the community that we're working on is going to be a big part of that, because those individuals are going to be the ones that have first access to that information. So please do, if you're interested in being a part of the community, or, you know, just kind of want to stay in tune with some of the updates we have, you can subscribe to our mailing list on the website, goddessvibrationstudio.com. And there's also a freebie on there too, if you're interested. It's just a PDF download about how you can determine which clairs you might be carrying. So please do subscribe to our email list if you would like to know more about our community launch.
Yes. So I hope you guys could take something important away from this. I know how important this is. I know how important soul integration and soul fragmentation and aligning is. And I want people to ascend. I want the people who want to ascend to ascend. And I hope the more that we can just kind of explore these different avenues and different topics, I hope we can bring value to you to you and your journey and your lives. So I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode, and I hope you all have a great week, and thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
All right. Take care, you guys.
Take care. Bye.